Ya, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa wala. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everybody doing? Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan for coming out. This is indeed our last class for this semester, part one. It is a bittersweet moment, of course. We're happy that we made it this far. We're also sad that the steps one is ending. But alhamdulillah, we will have steps two starting shortly. Before I begin, some housekeeping announcements. We're going to have a survey, inshallah, for evaluation of the course. It's a pretty standard survey, so I'd like you to please fill that out. Some people have already emailed their final project. Jazakumullah khairan for doing that. Others of you continue work on it, please. Try your best as much as you can. Finish it. The intent behind the assignment isn't, very rigorous, testing. It is an assignment where you get a chance to learn and a chance to figure out where you can improve. Okay, that's number one. Number two, number three is emails. Many of you have sent me emails. I have not responded to them. Alhamdulillah, after today, I will be able to respond to them in a better manner. So thank you for your patience. I think that's pretty much it for now. Let's get started, inshallah ta'ala. We have quite a few things to cover today. We don't have a Kahoot. So we'll start with some activities and conclude with the four properties of the ism that we had started our classes with, the study of which we started our classes with. Okay, so let me put this guy here. This is good. Alhamdulillah. All right. Okay, how do I say, what does kitabun mean in Arabic? Any idea, people? Kitabun, what does kitabun mean in Arabic? Where is the chat window? Kitabun means a book. Yes, indeed. Let me just start the share again. Chat, here we go. Alhamdulillah. Kitabun means a book, correct? All right, kitabun is a book. What does Mubarakun mean? Mubarak, if you congratulations, is generally said to somebody that you're congratulating. That's very good, Sister Umariam. The meaning of it, though, if you would, can you guess the root letters? Can you guess the root letters? It's a family we haven't studied, but I think maybe you can get the root letters. Ba, ra, and kaf. Very good. Just like the meme in Muslim is not part of the root, the meme in Mubarak is also not part of the root. Ba, ra, ka. If you were to look that up, you would find that baraka means to... it says to kneel down, to make a camel kneel down, to invoke a blessing, to bless, invoke a blessing. Barakallahu feek, God bless you. Birka is a small lake or puddle. Baraka is blessing. And Mubarak is blessed. Mubarak is blessed. So generally when you say to somebody who has something, like say maybe they have a child, you say Mubarak, right? What you're saying is, may Allah make this child Mubarak for you. Or something good happens, you say Mubarak, right? That means may Allah make whatever that good is for you Mubarak. You know, it is a it is an invocation for for barakah, for blessing. Make sense? But the word itself means Mubarak, blessing, or blessed. Sorry, it means blessed. Muslimun means what? Muslimun means a Muslim for sure. Right? Muslim means a Muslim. Okay. Very, very good. All right. Here are some things that we're going to do today. Are you ready, people? Okay. Very nice. Sister Ummarim is ready. I don't know about the rest of you, though. All right. I see that. Write out a book Sorry, let's make it write out a Muslim in status marfu', mansub, and majrur. Okay, let's do that. If anyone are doing it, send the chat to me, not to everybody, huh? Is that okay? Please? Thank you. Gives everybody the opportunity to do so. Okay. I'll give you a few moments to do so, inshallah. Okay, let us see what the answers are. MashaAllah, there's a few of you have sent the answers to me. I encourage all of you to do so because this is an important activity. Okay? Right, so the answer for marfu' version would be muslimun, not muslimu, muslimun. The mansub version would be Musliman. And the majrur version is muslimin. Okay. My goodness. Okay. It has to have a tanween. It has to have a tanween. Okay. Are you with me, people? One of the things that we will learn towards the end of the class, which I will go back to right now, right, is four properties of the ism: status, number, gender, and type. One second. Okay, so hold up. You know what I just did, right? Okay. Every ism is indefinite by default. Okay, people? What is every ism? It is indefinite by default. Okay. When an ism is indefinite, an ism is indefinite, it takes a tanween. The exception to this we'll mention later, okay? But this is the rule. Okay, this is the rule. We'll mention the exception to this in a little bit. But first, this is like the thing. An ism is indefinite by default. When it is indefinite, it takes a what? Tanween, thank you very much. All right, so when I ask you to write Muslimun, right, that means it's got to have a tanween. All right, let's write out blessed in status marfu' mansub and majrur. Okay, not the blessed, blessed, a blessed. And kindly send it to me privately. Great job. A lot of people are sending me the answer. What is the word for blessed? Brother Saud is right here. You with me, people? Mubarakun. That's okay. Mubarakun. Right? All right, great. Now let's write out the blessed in status marfu', mansub, and majrur. The blessed. MashaAllah. Al-Mubar, very nice. I like it. People are getting this. I promise we're going to go somewhere with this. Okay, don't you worry. Al-Mubaraku. Al-Mubaraka. Al-Mubaraki. Jameel Jiddan. Very beautiful. MashaAllah. Great job. Okay. Now, how do I say in? How do I say in? I say in by saying fi, right? In is fi, okay? Right. How do I say in a Muslim? How would I do that? In a Muslim. Well done. Keep in mind, fi is a harf jar. And please also send the answer to me in private, not public. Okay? That's okay. Okay. Fi is a harf jar. What's the word I'm using? Is it al or no al? No al, right? Fi muslimun. No, fi muslimin. Fi muslimin. Ism majrur, harf jar, ism majrur, always. Agree or disagree? Also, it's got to be muslimin, not muslimi, not muslimi. Right? All right. Because it's indefinite, a Muslim, exactly. Okay, let us take a quick break from that and go to talking about definite or indefinite. This is going to be in your notes, don't you worry, okay? Like, I'm going to put this in your notes so you have this, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, people? All right. Tell me some things that are definite. Isms that are definite. Pronouns. Very good. The following are, I don't know why it's bold, but I'll take this out. Following isms are always definite. This means they don't take tanween, or tanween tanween does not mean for them. It's not indefinite. Does not mean or does not specify indefinite type. Okay? Are you with me? Number one, you mentioned already, pronouns. It's called al-ism al-mudmar or al-dama'ir, pronouns. Okay? All types of pronouns are definite. Next is ismul alam. Ismul alam is names or like proper names. Proper names. This could be people or places. People, places, etc. Okay? For example, I didn't put example for pronouns because we've seen many examples of pronouns. Okay, for example, Muhammadun. Is this definite or indefinite? What does it mean? Tanween, proper name, right. Tanween does not specify indefinite type for them. You get that, people? Okay. Okay. Proper names. Like Allahu, of course, right? Proper names like place. Makkatu. Some of these names don't take tanween. Why don't they take tanween? We'll talk about later. Okay? Why doesn't someone take something take tanween? We'll talk about that in a little bit. But Makkah, for example, is a is definite. You with me? Name of a place. Proper name. Are you with me, people? Give me some examples of this that is definite. Okay, I was thinking more from Quran. But yes, Maryland, definitely. Oh, definitely, definitely. Something in the Quran that you can think of. Jannah, very good. Jannah, when it's referred to Jannah as in paradise, not Jannah as in a garden. Because Jannah could mean a garden as well. Okay? How about the names of hellfire? Jahannam. Right? Names of prophets. Very nice. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. Yusuf al-Islam. Very good. Okay, let's see. Al-Ism. The third type here. Isms that are definite. You ready for this one? Pointing isms. Pointing isms. This is called Asma'ul Ishara in Arabic. Okay? These are, we will study this in more detail in steps 2. But I'm going to mention to you what they are. Okay? Here is what they are. Hada. Sister Lunch, how do I put the Alif Maksura? 670 something, right? 670 Alt X. Oh, wow. Hada. I feel very proud of myself right now. Hada, which means this. Masculine. Ha, the, he. Also means this, but for the for the feminine, very good. I feel so empowered. Ha'ulai, because of this Alif Maksura. Ha'ulai means these, for masculine or feminine. Okay? I have the word, there's a word for that. Anybody know the word for that? Thalika, very good. Thalika is that for the masculine. Then I have this word, tilka. That means that for a feminine. And then I have finally Ooh, but this is like the wow is silent here, okay? The wow is silent. Ulaika, which means those. Male or female. It's used for both. Okay, people. Ulaika. There's a dhamma, sorry. Yeah. Hold on. Doesn't help. There you go. Can you see that now, Sister Halima? All right. Ulaika. This wow, by the way, is a... It's like a silent little wow. I don't know how to write it. Okay? Maybe I'll gray it out. Okay? That's the best way for me to like tell you. It's not pronounced. It's pronounced ulaika, not ulaika. Ulaika. Pronounced like that. Okay, very good. These are pointing isms. We will learn more about them in steps two. You know, don't worry about this right now. But at least right now, this is something. Have you seen some of these words in the Quran? Right? These are words that are pointing isms. These are always, their type is what? It's always definite. It's always definite. Okay, very good. Next up is the connecting isms. This is called in Arabic Asma al-Mawsula. Okay? You have seen this as well, undoubtedly. Al-Ladhi. What does Al-Ladhi mean? Any idea? The one who. Excellent. Okay, the one who, this is masculine, then I have, it's plural, I'm going to skip the pair for now, al-la-dhi-na, the ones who. Okay. I have the feminine version. Not as frequent in the Quran, but is there. Allati. The one who. Feminine. Allāi. There's another version of it as well, but right now I'm just going to write one for you. Allāi, the ones who, feminine. I think maybe I've mistyped Allāi. Hold on, let me search how to type this. This is one spelling I never get right. The way to always get this is to go to Surah Talaq. Wallahi, like that. Okay, well, that's the Quranic spelling. How do you write the Simple. Oh, there's an extra thing there. Okay. How's the Quranic spelling go? Ah, like that. Wallahi. Allah. Oh. Okay, I almost got it right. I'm going to do that magical trick. Can't do it. Oh, no. Use connector J. Oh, mashallah, mashallah. That's just a launch of the rescue here. Air support being provided here. Wallahi. Allahi. Like that. Okay? Alhamdulillah. The ones who, females. This is always going to be someone who is. Who's what, people? Definite or indefinite? Definite. Very good. Any ism with al. I mean, that's the most obvious one, right? For example, al-muslim. Al-Muslim, let's put that. Al-Muslimatu. Right? Al-Muslimuna. Any ism with an al. Any mudaf ilayhi to a any mudaf whose mudaf ilayhi is what is definite. For example, kitabul muslimi, definite, right? Kitabu is definite. We've seen this one, azabu Jahannama. We seen that Adabu Jahannam in the Surah Al Surah Al Mulk, right? The punishment of the fire. That part is there. Any mudaf whose mudaf ilayhi is definite. These are our, this is our list of definite isms. Okay, people? Now, let's go back a little bit to our study here. Okay? I'm not expecting you to memorize this. A lot of this you already know. Pronouns, proper names, ism with al, mudaf, whose mudaf ilayhi is definite. Huh? Right? These two are new, pointing isms and connecting isms, but we're not really concerned too much about them. I want to list them at least for you. Okay, that's the ism that is indefinite. We'll come to that in a little bit. Okay, now let's go back here, shall we? Let's go back to our example. All right. In the Muslim. How would I write this? Definite, right now it needs to be definite. All right, very good. Fil Muslimi, right? Fil Muslimi. You with me, people? Fil Muslimi. It's definite because it has an al. Correct? Okay, very good. Next thing for us to do is the following. Write the following thing. The book of the Muslim. The book of the Muslim. I'll give you a few moments to do this. Please send it to me privately. Yeah, we're using mudaf mudaf ilayhi, people. Don't forget. All right, let's check it out. What do we have? What's the book? Kitabu. Should I put al here? Because it's the book. No, why? No al tanween majrur. It's mudaf. No al, no tanween. Okay. Al. Can I mudaf ilayhi have al? Yes, it can. Mudaf, no al. No tanween. Mudaf ilayhi, you can have al or tanween. It doesn't matter. Right? Kitabul muslimi. How is this definite kitabu? Well, it is a mudaf to, let me actually do this. How is kitabu al-muslimi? How is kitabu definite? Well, if I go here, at the very end, I have an ism with an al, al Muslim, and then I have a mudaf whose mudaf ilayhi is definite. Al Muslim is definite, kitabu is also definite. You with me, people? All right, a book of a Muslim. Let's do that one. And kindly have your answers in, privately. Send it to me, please, privately. In the chat. Excellent question, Sister Mahdi. What happened to the sound? My mic was turned off. Jazakallahu khairan. I was saying, please, more people send the answer because it is this activity, what we're doing today, we're going to cover all the things that we've learned, inshallah. Let me rephrase. Most of the things we've learned, we're going to cover that, inshallah. All right? I need you to please try the write the answers. When you send it privately, no one sees it. Only I see it. No one is judging anybody, alhamdulillah. I'm definitely not judging anybody. But you have the cover of privacy to write an answer. Even if you're wrong, no problem. Okay? So please do participate and please do write the answers. All right. The correct answer, mashallah, as many of you have written, is Kitabu Musli. Min, a Muslim, Muslimin. Kitabu is definite or indefinite. Kitabu is indefinite because the mudaf ilayhi is indefinite. Okay, very good. Matches the mudaf ilayhi. Excellent. Now I want us to type the following. Okay. Is book in marfu' mansub and majroor. Brother Saud, please try again. Almost got it right. Nobody knows what you wrote. Don't worry. So the pronouns, the shkil is not going to change. Right, it's not going to be who, ha, he. Huh? Keep in mind. The mudafs, the shkil will change. His, both of theirs, them, or theirs. Not that either. I don't want who, huma, whom. Ah, very good. The Ra'id. Ah, Sister Halima, good job. Sister Summer, good job. I'm just saying some people's names. I'm not trying to like put anybody on the spot here, okay? And nobody's seeing your answers. That's the beauty of it. All right. Excellent, Sister Mahdiya. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. All right. I don't know who Brother or Sister iPad is. But close. Hey, iPad, I mean, in Arabic, what would it be? iPad would be Jemfe. I don't know. No, it's gender, right? iPad. Yes. Kita Buhu. Correct? Ita ba hu. Sorry, kita ba hu. Kita bi. Kita bi. He. Close. If you wrote kita bi hu, no problem. We'll accept it. Okay, but kitabihi is the answer. Okay, kitabihu is also okay, no problem. Because in Arabic that still works. Why is it kitabihi? Do you remember why? Anybody? Not because it's majrur. That's okay. Alhamdulillah. Oh, wrong book that I opened it. Wrong book again. Textbook from the chart. I'm trying to open the right file here. Sorry, people. Textbook, come on. Open up textbook. Yay. All right. In the textbook. Easier to pronounce. Excellent answer. Right? Do you remember this part? Who or he? Are they the same? Is it the same pronoun? Is who mansub and he majrur? No. Is he mansub and who majrur? No. It's the same pronoun, right? It's the exact same pronoun as before. Sorry, I don't know where the chat went. Hold on. La ilaha illallah. Zoom is being a little buggy today. Come on. Bismillah. All right, there we go. It's the exact same pronoun. What would be the reason to change it from who to he? Easier to pronounce, right? The letter before, if it's a kasra, it will make who into he. Or a ya will make the who into he. It's just pure pronunciation. Hmm? All right, let's try her book. In Marfu, Mansub, and Majroor. Excellent, Brother Ra'id, Sister Mahdiya. I'm still here. I turn off the camera just to like give you a little bit of space. Maybe it's me looking in the camera blankly will make you nervous. He's looking at us. Okay, I'm here. Don't worry. Sister Halima, Excellent. Well done. Ahsant, ahsant. Excellent, mashallah, Sister Saliha, Sister Maryam, ahsant. Brother Saud, ahsant. Well done. Mashallah. Is this activity helping a little bit, people? It's going to get hard very soon. Don't worry. Kita Baha. And then Kita Biha. You with me? All right, that was good, mashallah. My book in marfu', mansub, and majroor. Should I keep the camera on so you think I'm just randomly staring in the camera? I'll turn it off. Find it hilarious though. Thought of people getting nervous just because I'm looking straight into the camera. Okay, so people, okay, you can go. The answer is Kitab. Oh, sorry, I made an error here. Kitab. Thank you, Mariam. Kitab. Yeah. What is in kitabuhu? Is kitabu definite or indefinite? In kitabuhu, is it definite or indefinite? Definite. Why? Because the mudaf ilayhi is definite. The mudaf ilayhi is definite. The pronoun is a definite ism. Mudaf ilayhi is the pronoun. Thus, my ism, my mudaf becomes definite as well. Makes sense. Since I have, this is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi always, right? Attached pronoun, attached to an ism. Attached pronoun, attached to ism, always mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Can I ever have al on that? Can I ever? No, right? Because it is mudaf means no al tanweer, followed by majroor. Correct? Why do I have a kasra when I say kitabi is marfu'? Because of the ya with sukoon. The ya with the sukoon, it pulls down the tashkil and it makes it a kasra. Is this kasra because it's majroor? Not even that. You won't even say that. Okay. Excellent. Ahsantum. Jazakumullah khair. Very well done. Are you with me so far, people? I hope you're not thinking that this is like the last class. He's putting us through like a grinder here. I think this is, you know, like I remember I used to do all these like really silly little tables. It's just like word after word of just randomly attaching pronouns, randomly attaching like mulaf, mulaf, ilahi. It's good practice, right? Like it's good practice. I can't give you that much work because then you'll run away. But there is certain classes we have to just do a lot of this in a class. The tutorial, I think we've settled upon keeping it study for the Quran, right? Because it's like always like a stable thing. Whereas this is more flexible. We can do like different activities as time permits. Because I also want to give time to the Quran as well, right? Time is limited. We're trying to make the best of it. So this is some of these classes, especially in steps two. There's going to be a bunch of these classes where we're just doing a bunch of activities together. Is that okay? And for your ease, I will turn off the camera and you can send it in private, the chat. All right. Okay. Oh, no. Do you want to keep the video on? Just look straight in the camera. So I'm just reading your answers. I'll just read it out. How about that? I like this eerie silence. Good point. All right. Next one. A blessed book. Think about it. All right. A blessed book, people. What do you say? MashaAllah, Sister Farzana. Ahsant, ahsant. Well done, well done. Ahsant is like ahsanti if it's a girl. Ahsanta if it's a boy. Ahsantum if it's plural. You all will learn that soon. But right now I'm just saying ahsant. That's how you stop on it. Meaning well done, well done. Sister Samar, ahsant, well done. Sister Halima, mashaAllah, ahsant, well done. MashaAllah, Brother Raid, ahsant, Brother Saud, ahsant. Very good. All right. Sister Maria, try again. Sister Umariam, try again. Sister Saliha, mashallah, ahsanti. Well done, well done. Okay. What is this that we're covering? We are covering Manu'ut and Na'at. Are we not? Manu'ut and Na'at, yes? Firstly, here's the three-step process. I didn't show that to you because I first wanted you to figure it out. The next one I'll show to you. Figure out if Manu'ut is A or Da. A blessed book, it's really a book. So I write Kitabun first. Kitab, no al. No al. Figure out the manu'ut status. By default, status is going to be marfu'. Okay? By default. Kitabun. Write the na'at. Na'at here is mubarak. Matching the type. So type is matching. Do I put al or no al? Al, no al. No al. Okay, I put mubarak. I match the number I match the gender, and then I match the status. What should it be? Marfu', right? Kitabun Mubarak. Make sense, people? Okay, let's do a blessed. A blessed Muslim. MashaAllah. All right, let's do that one. Sister Maryam, Sister Maryam, sorry. The man'ut has to be before. MashaAllah. Sister Samar, Sister Maria, Brother Saud, Sister Mahdiya, Sister Harima, Sister Maryam now, Sister Saliha. Ahsantum, well done, well done. Akali, well done. Ahsant. Oh, but Musa, remember, need a tanween, right? If it's indefinite, it has to have a tanween. Try again, inshallah. First, figure out the man'ut. Man'ut is Muslim. MashaAllah. Is it a or da? It is a. I put Musli. What's the status? Marfu' Muslimun. Write the na'at. Mubarak. First the type. The type has to be a or da. Has to be a. Indefinite. Mubara. And then kaf. What's the tanween on it? Mubarakun. Mubarakun. You with me, people? Okay. Let's write in a blessed Muslim. In a blessed Muslim. Ahsan, brother Farhan, well done. Oh, sister Madhya, fi zahar jar. Akali, sister Maria, fi harf jar. Brother Saud, good job, but match the manut not. Brother Raid as well, fi zahar jar. Fi harf jar. That's okay. All right, that's all right. Alhamdulillah. Let's try to see. You need the fee before, Brother Musa. The fee before. Ahsanti, Sister Maria. Fee. Fee means what? In. What's my man'ut? It's Muslim, right? Okay, is it a Muslim or the Muslim? Well, it seems like there isn't. It's a blessed, so it will be a Muslim. So I put fi musli. Now, what's my status of the man'ut? Muslimun? Muslimin. Right, this is recording, right? Alhamdulillah. Fi muslimin. Yay. Then I have man'ut. I have man'ut. I have na'at now. Blessed. I match the type. No al muba. Number gender is matched as well. Status, I have to match now. Muslimin Mubarakin. Yeah. You people are with me. This is making sense. In a blessed book. تفضلوا تفضلوا. تفضل means please go ahead. MashaAllah. Everybody, Ahsantum, you're getting it right. You're sending it in. Very, very good. But Sister Maria, we're not talking about a Muslim anymore. And we're not saying in a Muslim book. MashaAllah, Uncle Ali, well done. Very good. Sent. Very good. Firstly, we put the harf jar. Okay, harf jar comes before it. Fi. Next, I need my man'ut. What's my man'ut? What's being described? What's being characterized? Book, right? Kitab. Okay. Should it be al-kitab or kitab? It should be no al, thank you. So I put kita. Now, what's the status of the man'ud? Kita bin, because of the fi. Correct? Now I put my na'at. What's my na'at? Mubarak. I match the type, no al. Match the number, gender. And I match the status now by putting a kasra on it, two kasras, and makes it kitabin mubarakin. Make sense, people? All right. That's very good. Let's make it in the blessed book. In the blessed book. Keep in mind, the man'ut has to have an al, if it's the blessed, the book. Gotta put the, very good. Al-Kitabi. Very good. Very good. Ahsantum. It's gotta be E. Okay. Now, let me split this view. Sorry, I should have done that before. That's all right. All right, here I am. Figure out if the man'ut is a or da. The man'ut is the, right? The blessed book. So I put al. Then I put kitab. Now, Matt, figure out the status. What's the status of kitab? Majroor fil kitabi. And then I write the na'at, the type. What do I put? Al no al. Al, thank you. Mubara. And then what goes in the kaf? ¿Quién? Con. Who. It's got a match. Key. Can't be a tanween because al. Has to match because al kitabi. You with me, people? In the blessed Muslim. Just give it a shot. In the blessed Muslim. Very nice. Fi al al Muslim. Or fil Muslim. Very good. Very good. Masha Allah. Ahsantum, everybody who sent the answer. You're all sending the correct answer. Very good. Very good. Yes, Uncle Ali, you are correct. Masha Allah. Ahsant. Barakallahu fikum. All right, let's try it, people. Ready? In the blessed Muslim, fi al or no al Muslim? Al Muslim, no al Muslim. Al Muslim, very good. Fil Musli. Now my status is going to be Muslimi. Fil Muslimi. Now I want manu'ut, matching the type. Al Muba. Al-Mubara, and now I want to match the status, Al-Mubara, status. What's the status, people? Tell me. What is the status? Key, thank you. Definite is the type. Status is majrur, Al-Mubaraki. Right? That's okay, alhamdulillah, that's all right. We are trying to learn this together. Alhamdulillah. So far, so good, people. All right. Let's try something else. Okay? A blessed Muslim. This is for a female. A blessed Muslim female. Very good, Brother Farhan. Inshallah, Sister Salia. Ahsantum, well done, well done. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Oh, Sister, we're not doing N yet. No N. No need for fee. But don't you worry, we'll get there. well, Brother Musa, why is it Majroor? No need for, there's no fee, no majroor, yeah? All right. Excellent. This is going to be a blessed, a Muslim, right? I'm looking for a. My man'ut has to be a, no da, no al. But now I have a little twist. I have a female Muslim. I have to put a ta marbuta, muslimatun. Now I look for blessed. No al, that's the type. That's okay. Mubara ka, and then finally, I have to match the gender. How do I match the gender? Ta marbuta. Ta marbuta. And I match the status Mubarakatun. Mubarakatun. Okay. This is something, let's take a small tangent back here, right? We did our type, our definite ism, and indefinite. Okay. Indefinite ism, the exception to the indefinite ism, right? Isms, let's complete that part. Isms that don't take tanween. All right. Either it's definite. From the list below, except like proper names. Okay, it's definite from the list below. Isms that don't take tanween. Number one. Number two, it is mudaf. Right. And number three, here is the ism that is banned from tanween. We'll talk about what banned from tanween is in a little bit, but we've spoken briefly about it previously, right? I wanted to write this here. Let us go to gender, one level above here. Don't you worry, by the way, in steps two, we are going to restart this, or we're going to start our discussion of isms. When we get to isms, we will review this list again just to make sure we're all on the same page. List below Abu Sa'ud is this one, right? The ones that are isms that are always definite. Right? The isms that are always definite that we just wrote right now. All right? So the isms that don't take tanween, definite from the list below, mudaf, banned from tanween, right? Or it's a, you know, like, sorry, let's add one more, which is they are isms like the una plural or ani pair, right? That have a noon. That's the fourth part. That's the isms that don't take tanween. Let's actually make this maybe one level below here. Yeah, like that. Isms that don't take tanween. And we have our list for that. Okay. Now, let's also talk a little bit about the gender, shall we? The gender is important. The gender is, everything is masculine by default. Everything is masculine by default. Ta marbuta is the way we know something is a feminine. Or a feminine plural, like muslimatun. The atun tells us it's feminine. Or the other reason we know something is feminine is because the Arabs said so. Those words, like for example, Jahannam. Jahannam, for example. Okay. So far, so good, people. This is just a listing of things that we have covered and touched upon here and there. This is not something I expect you to just like rattle off the top of your head. This is something we're writing down as like our final notes about the topic. And then we will come back to this. All of these you've seen before. Right? Isms that don't take the mean. You've seen those isms. The ones that we haven't really paid too much attention to is hadha and its friends. Mudaf, banned from tanween, we've seen in the tutorial, but we'll see again in a little bit, in a few minutes. Una plural, ani plurals, you've seen all that. So this is just a listing of all the stuff that we have done now in one place. Don't you worry, sister Mahdiya, it's coming right now. It's coming. All right. We have a blessed Muslim, okay? I want you to tell me, in a blessed Muslim female. Okay, let's do it. In a blessed Muslim female. Very nice, Sister Maryam. Very nice, Brother Saud. Very good. Ahsantum. Excellent. MashaAllah, Ahsantum. Everyone's getting it right. Sister Summer, not Phil, though, huh? Not Phil. Okay, let's try again. Ahsant, Brother Musa. But not Muslim. We're looking for a female Muslim, yeah? So, Fee. Now, I have a blessed Muslim, right? I have a blessed Muslim. So what do I do? No al. I put no al. Muslima. And then I have to figure out its status. I put tanween. Ah, but Uncle Ali, this is no al here. It's a blessed, not the blessed. Right? Fi muslimatin. Mubarakatin. You with me, people? No al fi muslimatin mubarakatin. Right? Yes or no? Can we do in the blessed Muslim female? Can we do that one, please? Excellent, Sister Summer. Phil. Hmm? Very nice. Very nice. Al there is critical because, mashallah, ahsantum. Fi al muslimati. Well done, Uncle Ali. Very good, Brother Raid, Sister Saliha, Sister Maryam, Brother Saud, ahsantum. Very well done, mashallah. Good job. Brother Musa, fil muslimat. I have al. I have no tanween. Al means no tanween. Yeah. So fi al muslima ti, right? Al mubaraka ti. Correct. Sister Madhya, just add mubarakati. That's all you needed. There we go. Perfect. Excellent. All right. Let's write a blessed or blessed Muslims male. That's okay. We're almost out of time, but let's finish up a couple of things, please. If you can give me a little bit of time just to finish this, please, please, please. The blessed Muslims male, and what do in the blessed Muslims male, what do blessed Muslims female, the blessed Muslims female, and in the blessed Muslims female. That's all we gotta do it, okay? That's all we're doing, but let's first do the first one, not all of them together. Let's do the first one. Blessed Muslims, plural. Okay, people. How do I say Muslims? Some people may be wondering what was happening there. Muslims is Muslimuna. Muslimuna. Ah, Sister Samar, Ahsanti, well done. Sister Fazana, well done, Ahsanti. The answer, just for the sake of brevity, is Muslimuna. Mubarakatun. No. We gotta match the number and gender now. Match the number and match the gender. Muslimuna Mubara. Una, mashallah. Blessed Muslims, yeah? The blessed Muslim part is easy. I'll just add the al. Correct? When I add the al here, does anything change? Do I remove the wow or the noon here? I don't, right? Al-Muslimuna. Al-Mubarakuna. I think that's pretty easy. We've seen that before, right? Al-Muslimuna, Al-Mubarakuna. Okay. Tell me, people. How do I say in the blessed Muslims? In the blessed Muslims. I need fee, of course. But keep in mind, Muslimuna, how does it become majroor? Al-Muslimuna, how does it become majroor? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Ah, mashallah, fi muslimina. Oh, sorry. Fil muslimina al mubarakina. Okay. Muslimina al mubarakina. I think people are getting tired as well, mashallah. I can sense it by the lesser answers now. It's okay. What we'll do is this. These are three things I think you try to figure out yourself using the chart. You can email me about it. It's not that difficult, especially given how the pattern has been going. Okay. What I do want to do is highlight a few things. When it comes to the four properties of the ism, okay? And inshallah, we'll conclude with that, okay? We've seen how, we've talked about the type, the gender. How is an ism marfu', mansub, and majroor? These are just a summary of what we have learned, right? An ism is marfu' with a dhamma. Correct? It is marfu with a dhamma. It is marfu with tanmeen, dhamma. It's marfu when you have the una, right? It's marfu when you have the una. Yes or no? It's marfu with the ani. Are you with me, people? So, I have, for example, muslimun. Al muslimu, muslimuna, muslimani, muslimatun, right? The plural. How is an ism mansub? I think that's also a fairly easy question to answer, right? Ism is mansub by virtue of what? A fatha. Tanween fatha, right? Two fathas. Instead of una, what do I have? Ina. Instead of ani, I have aini, right? Or taini. And then instead of muslimatun, it is muslimatin, right? Atin. Let's write that. Musliman. Al-muslima. Al-mus, or just put muslimina. I have muslimaini or muslimataini, right? And muslimatin. You with me, people? How is an ism majroor? What's the main thing? Kasra. Tanween kasra. Ina. Aini. And tanween kasra will leave atin out of the picture. Because it's given. Muslimin. Al-Muslimi. Muslimina. Muslimaini. Muslimataini, for example. Muslimatin. But also now we're going to add another thing. A fatha. A fatha. Which would be for us, the example for it would be Jahannama. Masabiha. These are all isms that are majroor. How are they majroor? They can be majroor with a fatha because they are banned from tanween. Here is a list of those words. Okay, particularly as it relates to the Quran. Number one, a special type of plural. Masabiha. We'll cover this and all other types of plural in steps two, by the way. But I'm listing this out here for you. Just so that's written. Masabiha is not just by itself. Masajid is a part of that. You see how you have a meme, then an R1, and then have alif, right? Meme, R1, alif. That is actually the pattern of a special type of plural. That is banned from tanween, that is majroor with a fatha. Alright. Certain places whose gender is feminine. Makkata. Jahannama. Okay? Names of non-Arab origin. Ibrahima, Ismaila, Ishaqa, Ya'quba. Names of females. Aisha, Maryam, Zainab. Or male names with a ta marbuta, Hamza. They don't take tanween. They are banned from tanween. Alright? They are banned from tanween. And they are majroor with a fatha. That is, folks, a list of our work. This, by the way, again, is just an intro. This is not, we haven't fully seen examples of this just yet. We have seen a few examples. But I want this to be a summary and a reference point for us, inshallah ta'ala, as we continue our study in steps two, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. In steps two, we will, let's leave that till the end Sorry, let's leave that to steps two, Brother Raed. I think I don't want to introduce Jumla Ismiya right now because it's going to get a little confusing. Inshallah. What do you mean, Majroor? How do you mean, are Majroor? Yes, these are words that are Majroor. They are, sorry, are Majroor with the Fatha. Thank you, Sister Maryam. Steps two, the link is in your email. I'll post the link again on the WhatsApp group, inshallah ta'ala, for your sake. Okay? But for us here, folks, today, we covered man'ut na'at, we covered the plurals, the change in gender, we looked at how status changes, we looked at pronouns, we looked also at mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, how words become definite, right? How words become indefinite, gender, all that stuff, alhamdulillah. Steps two, inshallah ta'ala, will be a place where we will start. Firstly, by quickly reviewing some of the isms that we have studied, and then jumping into our fi'l. I hope to see you all there, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you for staying a little extra today. I wanted to make sure everything we could cover most of what we had to do as our review session. And to kind of tie everything together, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. I hope this was good. I hope you found some value in this, inshallah ta'ala. And I hope to see you all in steps two. Don't think that you're not, like, I wouldn't recommend waiting until the next steps one, which is going to be in September. And things change, you know, like my situation might change. I may not be able to do classes twice a day, or your situation might change. You get busy, right? So I would say get don't leave steps two, because steps two will start with a fresh start with fi'l. You can continue catching up with whatever else you have to catch up. But as you saw today, mashallah, many of you were able to get all these concepts. This is the majority of the concepts that we have learned, alhamdulillah. Then if you're able to keep up today, mashallah, you've done really well. And you're definitely ready for steps two. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you, everybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from me and from you all, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in our study of the Quran and allow us to be of those who learn it, read it, and act upon it. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. And thank you for your kind words and your du'as. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. وبركاته